Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Beautiful sounds coming there from Davey D. Pastor Davey D. Revivers. That's the song we just gave to you right now. And before that, it was, of course, the Jesus Collectives featuring Pal Adams at the front there. No greater God. And yes, there is none like our Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, my family, I did mention to the family that I will be talking to a beautiful queen when I come back. Sedzani Kuseni. Am I saying it correctly? It's Sedzani Mukesi. Eish, Sedzani, I'm giving you a new surname. Yo, Sedzani, I'm giving you a new surname. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I am good. Welcome to Radio Pulpit. It's such an honor to talk to you about raising awareness on the World Spine Day. When exactly is the World Spine Day? I know it's in October, but when is it in October exactly?
We do not have a specific date. However, it is celebrated globally in October. There's no specific date.
Okay. Sedzani, I just want to do something quickly. I think there's something that I just need to fix right there. What can I do now? Let me do this. And then we proceed with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let's try put that one on hold just a little bit. We'll come back to it. Sedzani?
Yep.
All righty then. Let me see if you're now okay, if I can hear you very well. But you can hear me, right?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you were saying it's in October, but there's no specific date. So every day in October, it is World Spine Day.
Exactly.
All righty then. So what's the importance of the World Spine Day?
The importance of the World Spinal Day is to raise public awareness about the spinal health and also to encourage prevention through active lifestyle, as well as highlighting available government support and debunk common myths and about spinal conditions and disabilities.
Okay. And what is it that we need to understand about spine health? Because I think most of us don't even pay attention until something pulls at the back and you're like, yo, my spine. But most of us never pay attention to it. So what do we need to understand about spine health?
What we need to understand is that spinal health is very common. It can be in a form of back pain, which causes disability globally. Mm. For an example, people can miss work or struggle with daily tasks because of ongoing back or neck pain, showing how serious and common these issues are. So in order to protect ourselves from that, we need to maintain an active lifestyle. Good ergonomics and regular exercise are essential for spinal well-being. For example, simple habits like walking daily, using a chair with a good back support, and stretching after sitting for long hours can protect the spine.
Sure. So these are the things that we need to be aware of as the community.
Yes, because these are common. They're very common.
And so tell us about the government support in this regard.
Okay. In our constitution, the Bill of Rights, Section 9, it promotes equality and prohibits discrimination on the basis of disability. For example, A person with a spinal condition cannot be denied access to education, employment, or public services because of this disability. The Employment Equity Act also promotes workplace equality for persons with such disabilities. I'll make another example. Employers are encouraged to provide ergonomic workstations, flexible hours, or assistive devices for employees with spinal conditions. The Department of Social Development also assists with social assistance. This one provides disability grants to those with conditions effect that affect their ability to work. For example, if an individual cannot work due to severe spinal injuries, they can apply for disability grants to meet their basic needs and support their families.
But I'm just wondering if our workplace, regardless of one having a spinal issue or not, should be in a way that supports our spines, right? Nobody should be, strained because of the work they do at work. So our workplaces should be conducive for everyone to prevent even.
That's why we have breaks at work.
Hey,
so you don't sit long hours on
that
chair.
Some chairs sometimes. And some other form of work as well, because I'm also wondering, there are those ones who carry heavy stuff on a daily basis at their workspace. How do they make sure that they are protected as well? So does the government come into that to raise awareness in such working places where you find people are dealing with heavy boxes that they have to carry or heavy stuff that they have to carry from time to time? Does the government get into those spaces to raise awareness as well? Or would the government go in if we need them to come assist us in that regard in raising awareness on these?
Yeah, I believe they will be able to get in and assist because we all also work collaboratively with doctors, physiotherapists, and occupational therapists, as well as social workers. So, let's say, for example, a patient has a spinal injury. So it means that the person will be able to seek medical help for management, also physiotherapists for exercises, and occupational therapies for daily living skills, as well as social workers for assessing grants and community supports. That's how the government comes in.
Okay, then the connection between disability and spinal injuries, what is it?
The spinal injuries, It focuses on the injury of the spinal cord.
Yeah.
The spinal, so maybe you are having pain on your back. Mm-hmm. Whereas disability, it's very broad. There's many types of disabilities, can be deaf, blind, etc.
Okay, and is there prevention?
Sorry?
Is there a way to prevent spinal injuries and that can even lead to disabilities as well?
Prevention can be in a form of when you're sitting down, make sure that your posture is right. So you must not sit as if you're lying down and stuff like that. You must sit up straight. Remain active and engage in regular stretching or low impact activities. For example, simple habits like sitting upright at a desk, like we said earlier, short walks, breaks, or practicing yoga can also prevent back pain and strengthen the spine.
So, and some encouragement that we have for our public with the Spine Day is concerned?
The encouragement is that they must take care of their back and neck through movement and ergonomics. They must adjust their chair, computer screen to the right height, take breaks and to stretch, and avoid sitting for long periods to protect their spine, as well as seeking medical help any for persistent back or any neck pain. Mm. For example, if the back is lasting more than a few weeks, it is important to consult a doctor or a physiotherapist to prevent it from becoming chronic.
Mm-hmm. All righty then. So, in closing, what are your closing statements to our family members of Radio Pulpit on Spine Awareness Month? I'm going to call it the Spine Awareness Month because it's the whole month. Every day is a spine day. Yeah.
It's that they should take care of themselves, and they must not wait until the injury, and they must not wait until the injury, maybe now they cannot walk and whatnot. Mm. So if they feel that the pain is too much, they must seek medical assistance, because we're trying to avoid or to prevent it from becoming chronic.
Yeah.
Because once it becomes chronic, now it's another issue.
Yeah.
So prevention, it is after all better than cure.
Wow. But Sazani, just for curiosity, do you have a lot of people who have spinal injuries in South Africa?
About 8% of the population suffers from spinal injuries in our country.
So it falls for both young and old? Because sometimes we would think about it as something that the elderly only suffer from, but it goes
like, it doesn't matter with the age, because some that they were born with it,
You know, I'm asking this because I didn't think I would find myself with a back injury at some point. And then I tried to carry my son, who was 16 at that time, and he is with disability. And then the next thing I just heard, at the back. And that was... the pain that was there, Sazani. So we got to do as much as we can to prevent. So thank you so much for highlighting and raising awareness on this. And yeah, may God bless you. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Alrighty then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And do family remember that it is World Spine Day every day. Every day it's World Spine Day. To find out more, you can also visit our Department of Social Development right here in Gauteng, the Gauteng Department of Social Development. You can go to their website and find out more about the awareness World Spine Day. So, and every day, born 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it is you're raising awareness because you have your spine with you 24 hours, seven, right? 365. So let's do as much as we can to protect our backs, our spines. In the background, some sounds coming there from Pastor Phil Madua. He's from right here, just around the corner in Mamelodi. And the title of the song is Praise.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.